Greetings in Jesus' name on this 28th day of October, the year of our Lord, 2020. It's a wonderful Wednesday, and I hope that you are absolutely enjoying your day in the Lord. We are in Powell, Tennessee, preaching the Word of God and teaching the Word of God in different sessions. My wife and I both are involved in the training and education ministry of this Baptist Friends Conference 2020 at the Temple Baptist Church in Powell, Tennessee. Thank you for praying for us and believing God with us that He would use us for His honor and His glory. In your Bibles today, I'd invite you to look with me again in the book of 1 John. We're in chapter number 2 and verse number 26 today. During our series this week, we have been looking at this phrase, these things. That phrase is mentioned 4 times in the book of 1 John. And every time it's mentioned, it's in reference to the things that are written in the 5 chapters of this little epistle of 1 John. It's life-changing. I hope that you have found time or will find time to read the 5 chapters of this little book. On Sunday, as I was preparing to preach a message from this passage of Scripture, I just took the time and read all 5 chapters. I read it very slowly. It maybe took me an hour, but you can read all 5 of these chapters in less than 15 minutes. If you want to read them faster, you could read them a little bit faster. But I hope and pray today that you are seeing the importance of God's Word in the life of a believer. And here in 1 John 2, verse number 26, the Bible says, "These things have I written unto you, concerning them that seduce you." And so the believers here were being led astray. They were being lured away from the truths of the Word of God. And he said, "I'm writing these things unto you so that you might be able to understand, and concerning those that are seducing you, those that are leading you astray." And just like for them, there was individuals that was leading them astray, so is the truth for us. There are people that seduce us. They lead us astray. For example, there are people that have wrong friends. And they know that they shouldn't have those types of friends because evil communications corrupt good manners. The Bible teaches us in 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. And we must understand that there are those that would seduce us. They would lead us astray. They would cause us to go down a path that we ought not to go down. There are those that lead us astray doctrinally. They begin to teach things which they ought not to teach. They begin to touch on doctrines that they ought not to touch on. They're hyper in their Calvinism, and they believe that whatever will be, and we can do nothing about it. Well, if that was the case, then God would have made us all robots. We're not robots. We have an individual choice. We have a will, and we understand that, but yet there are those that lead people astray and cause them to go down paths that they ought not to go down. And the Lord says, "I have written these things unto you concerning them that seduce you." So what are we going to do about all of these truths that are written in this book? Well, we're going to read them. And we're going to apply them to our life, like verse 27. "But the anointed which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but that same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him." He says, hold it right here. You're being seduced. You're being led astray by individuals, but you have the anointing, and that anointing abideth in you. "And ye need not that any man teach you, but that same anointing teacheth you all things." You don't have to be seduced, he said. You have the anointing that will teach you all things. And these truths that we're studying this week, I'm here to tell you, they're life-changing. I hope that you are encouraged with this, and I hope that you are continuing to read through 1 John and study that great book together with me. You've been listening to this Wednesday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.